Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon to start your week feeling uplifted and optimistic. Let's tap into the universal energy that connects us all. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or you might also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network, or you might also be watching on Novus Television, because we are filming today for Novus TV. And today we're joined by the lovely Shannon Lober and Mary Edwards. They are the authors of Why Woman's Cookery, Food, Sex, Magic, and Merriment. And I believe I met Mary at the Wellness Fair a couple of months back, and we had her on the show the other day, a couple of months back as well. And I just had to have them here now that we have the TV cameras. They've got their fabulous outfits on, looking gorgeous and sexy as ever. So welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you, Marie, for having us.
Thank you so much for being on the show. And so last time you were on, you had mentioned a way to magnetize yourself for love, and I didn't ask you about that because I wanted to save it for later. So now we're going to get into that today. But first of all, just a refresher, let's talk a little bit about your book, Wise Woman's Cookery, and what inspired you to write this guide to aphrodisiac cooking, sensual simples, and folklore erotica?
Well, Mary and I have spent 5 years actually writing this book, and we've been friends for many years. We are both cooks, and we both are romantics, and we also worked with couples and young women on a grassroots level about sexuality and romance for years. We did at-home parties and worked with women and groups of people at the women's show and conventions. And we thought that we would just like to put it all in one thing and spread the word, spread what we've learned about it. We also are both history buffs. And so in the book, not only do we talk about wonderful food and recipes to enhance your sexuality at home, but also about history and women from the past and their little secrets of seduction.
Mm. Yes. And do you have anything to add to that, Mary?
Well, we started out on a journey of what were the effects in food that sometimes we would feel. Some foods excite, some foods titillate, some foods like turkey make you tired. And so we set out on a journey to find out which ones are the most stimulating, the ones that are most fun.
And there are some things in here that are extra naughty. You actually have things that you can use, foods that you can eat to enhance your sexual desire, that are healthy and make you feel good and vibrant and alive. And then you also have things that you can actually use in the bedroom.
Well, with each herb, spice, fruit, and vegetable that we wrote about, we wrote an actual food recipe, a meal, but we also explained what was in each food that would make your skin tingle or your heart pump faster, or how it worked as an aphrodisiac, and as well as the history of how each food works. So, but we also, when in the past, when we were doing our work with sexuality in couples, we noticed that all of the creams and lotions that you can use to enhance your sexual experience at home were made with petroleum byproducts, most of them, or you know, words that you can't even pronounce. So we discovered ways to make them in your own kitchen, because really they're just basic ingredients, spices and herbs and natural creams that you can add with them, like beeswax and coconut oil and honey.
Almond oil.
We infuse
grapeseed oil.
We infuse herbs and spices in these oils, and they work as well, if not better, because they're totally edible. So you can rub them all over yourself and your loved one, partner, and lick them all off.
Wonderful. And you also, I loved, and I forgot to bring, I still have one of the little candles that you gave me at the wellness show.
Yes.
And I was going to bring it in, but I forgot. I had all the other things to bring today. But can you tell us a little bit about the cinnamon candles and what those are for?
The cinnamon is, it changes the environment. You can use cinnamon as a euphoric feelings in the environment for atmosphere. It's a really lovely smell. I think once you have a cinnamon candle, put it toward the camera. There you go.
We have the book here.
Yes.
Ooh, there's
yes.
a naked lady on that page.
You want to turn it this way. There you go. Yeah. The cinnamon candle is for atmosphere. It's also a spirit chaser and an environment grounding element. It's elements of love, it's nourishment, it's cleansing. People have used it for centuries for all kinds of smudging and incense. And
it's also something that you can put your intent into when you're making the candles.
Right.
You can focus your intent. That's what we mention a number of times in the book. It's basically taking your life into your own hands if you want to make some changes. Is just a matter of taking a moment, and when you're painting the herbs or the spice on the candle, you focus what you want to see come out of it when you light it. So when you actually light the candle and it has the cinnamon on it, it's the cinnamon is giving the aroma basically to the universe, you know. So it's giving an offering. And if you take a moment while you light it as well, and just try and focus a little bit about what you want, that's how they work.
Beautiful. And so what are, and I love this, it looks like there's some sparks, the cinnamon kind of ignites and gets all fiery looking, really pretty. So what are some of the things that people typically, when they're using these candles, would focus on?
You would focus on uniting with your lover, your partner. You would focus on loving situations, romance. You would focus on good things, good thoughts, beautiful, nourishing meals, nourishment, nurturing, good thoughts.
Spices were used as an offering in temples for thousands of years. Cleopatra used spice to enhance her sexuality and her attractiveness, and look at what she did with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was had married and had children with two of the most powerful men on the planet at the time, and saved her country from Rome by doing that. And she historically wasn't a beautiful, beautiful woman, but she used spice and cinnamon, one of them, notably one of her perfumes was made from cinnamon. And so it's a matter of using the aroma and using your attentiveness and focusing to enhance your life, basically.
Beautifully said. Well, last week we had someone on talking about the divine feminine, and I think that's really what you ladies represent and what your book represents, is really connecting with that feminine essence. And it's about sexuality and sensuality, but not in a crass way, not in a way where you would be objectifying yourself. It's a way where you're standing in your power as a woman.
Absolutely. Yes. And when you stand there in your power or in your... We love men. It's not that we want to be more powerful than men. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're standing there in yourself, and you're happy with yourself, and you're sexual, and you exude that, that's, you attract like-minded people. You know, it's what you give out there is what you attract. And so I think it's learning to be happy with yourself before you're in your 50s. I think that's kind of the message we're trying to get out there to younger people as well, as is, you know, being confident and happy. We should be happy. You know, we're here in this wonderful place.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for being here in this wonderful place today at CITR. And so let's talk about magnetizing yourself for love. So obviously, confidence and being yourself, being authentic, has a lot to do with it. But what other little tips and tricks do you have?
Well, there's one little tip that I have, which is basically... It's almost like a cheat sheet thing. We know it's guaranteed, but we encourage you to be healthy to do this. What you do, men can do it and women can also do it. But they used to do this in the olden days, where you would take your own secretions after a shower, after a bath. You take your own musk from down below, your wetness from inside. And you spray your alcohol perfume on it, it purifies it, and you wipe that on yourself. And that is a pheromone, and it really does work. People start to talk wherever you put it. If you're talking to a man, if you're a woman that does this, you'll notice that the man comes immediately to you and starts...
And actually,
and it doesn't have to be alcohol perfume. It can be like a natural
oil
scent.
It can be whatever you like, whatever scent you like.
And two, I think that how you appear is an attractant as well. It's taking time for yourself. You know, making yourself look nice, making yourself feel good. You know, too often we're in a rush. As we talked about last time, you know, we live in minutes and seconds instead of in seasons. And a lot of times as women, when you have children, you've been in a relationship for a long time, you tend not to take that moment. And you do have to realize that children grow up and they do move away. So you need to keep your love life and your own personal self.
To you know, your own self. Because you're a person too. You're not just a mommy. You're not just the babysitter. You're not just the person
the
cook that cleans up and does all the responsibilities and then also works on the side. You're yourself.
I mean,
you're your own person.
Mm-hmm. In the olden days, not that I'm saying this is right. I mean, women would give birth and they wouldn't even breastfeed. They'd mind their breasts and give the kid to the nanny and they...
The wet nurse.
The nanny or the wet nurse, yes, of course. And I'm not purporting that. We do need to, you know, spend when they're infants, definitely be there. But once they're a little bit grown up, you need to call your mom or get a babysitter. Go out and have some fun and take that moment for
yes,
you and your partner.
Because life goes by fast, and it's good to have tons of fun. Organize your fun. Organize your dates. Organize romance.
Yeah, that's true.
Book your romance. You know, busy life takes over all our work, all our responsibilities at home. And at the end of it, you can be really, really tired. But if you know that you're going to have a little bit of romance, it helps you to pick yourself up and run for fun.
And actually, you know, that moment when you're hungry, when you've... It depends on, too, of course, the food that you eat. You know, you don't want to be eating... a starch and a protein together because it takes an alkaline to digest a starch and an acid to digest a protein, and so it all gets in there and it's just one big jumble of things that you're not getting fuel from. You're just adding fat to your body and not wanting to move. You want to go to sleep. But if you food group and you eat the right food at that moment when you're both hungry, that's the moment when all of your senses are open. It's not just your food, I'm hungry sense. And so if you have a small bit of the right kind of food, and you have everything organized so that you're alone, and you take that moment, that's when you're most heightened. That's when your senses are open and eat a little bit of food and jump on each other.
Woohoo! Yeah. I like that. Okay. Well, it's time for a break, so we will be back in a moment. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we're joined today by Shannon Lober and Mary Edwards here on CITR and Novus Television, and they are the authors of Wise Woman's Cookery, Food, Sex, Magic, and Merriment, a guide to aphrodisiac cooking, sensual simples, and folklore erotica. And we have a copy of Wise Woman's Cookery to give away on the air today, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. If you're able to come to the UBC campus here at UBC at CITR and come pick up the book today or sometime this week, then give us a call right now. The first person to get through is going to get a copy of this amazing book. And we're going to talk more about all of the beautiful and erotic photographs that are in this book. Very, very tastefully done. Beautiful book. Wonderful gift. And if you want a copy of that, give us a call, 604-822-2487 right now during the break, and we'll be back with more Synchronicity in a flash.
Slutwat Vancouver is taking to the Granville Strip Sunday, May 15th from 1 to 4 p.m. Why do we need a slut walk in Vancouver? Because victim blaming and shaming create a culture that makes excuses for perpetrators of assault. Because calling a woman a slut based on her appearance presupposes that women who dress provocatively are worth less and deserve less protection. These two things combined obscure the fact that sexual assault is an equal opportunity offense. All are welcome to join in on the walk and help spread the word. To learn more, visit slutwalkvancouver.com or search Slutwalk Vancouver on Facebook.
History. Power Chord on CITR 101.9 FM has hit a metal milestone as Canada's longest-running all-metal radio show, and they want you to raise your horns and help them celebrate. Power Chord, the Invisible Orange, Scrape Records, and 430 Productions present Power Chord's 25th anniversary show, May 21st at the Rickshaw Theatre with the 2010 Power Chord Bands.
Orok! Magnus Rising!
Scythia!
Scissor Tooth!
Titan's Eve!
And as part of their North American tour, headliners Woods of Ypres. If you love the metal, then you don't want to miss this. On Saturday, May 21st at the Rickshaw Theatre, get your tickets at Scrape Records today. All ages, doors open at 6.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for being with us today. And today's guests are Shannon Lober and Mary Edwards, and they are the authors of Wise Woman's Cookery, Food, Sex, Magic, and Merriment, a guide to aphrodisiac cooking, sensual simples, and folklore erotica. We're going to talk more about the book and invoking your lover coming up very soon. And I just want to congratulate Len, who won a copy of Wise Woman's Cookery, and we may have another copy to give away later on in the hour, so stay tuned, keep listening for the cue to call for that. So welcome back to the show, ladies.
Thank you, Marie.
Thank you, Marie.
So we were going to talk about invoking your lover. Is there anything that we should discuss prior to that to get us prepared?
Well, I think that you can invoke not just your lover, but success and just a change. And like we said before, it's a matter of taking a moment and focusing on what you want. Mary and I took 5 years and focused our intent on writing this book, and here we are. So What we talk about in Invoking Your Lover is the rose. And we talk about Josephine Bonaparte, of course, in the rose. She had a famous rose garden, and she had a famous love affair, of course, with Bonaparte. He was very much in love with her, and she was a divorcee with, five children, you know. So she was very soft-spoken. When they wrote about her, one of the things that they wrote about her the most was her voice and how what she said, how it came out. Some people described it as liquid honey, amber honey, when she spoke, and how she carried herself. I'm not saying that nowadays, Mary and I aren't saying that you need to be totally feminine all the time, but it's good to be feminine if you're a woman, if that's what you want to be and attract what you want in your life. And the rose is very important in romance. It's got a very long history. Most of the, say, spells or invocations that you see of the rose are all for love.
Mm. Yes, and what we find with the rose is that if you take a rose and, or let's say this is the way it really is, if a man or a woman gives you a rose and you're on the verge of letting them go because you know they're not satisfying you anymore, or there's too much turmoil in the relationship and you're ready to move on, you take that rose and you let it dry. Do not put it in water. Set it in a vase, and as the days go by, watch it dry up and wilt. And as it wilts, so does your love. It helps the love to grow away from you.
If it's already in water, because I have roses from a guy I just broke up with.
Take it out of water, let it dry.
Okay. And once again, focus as it dries every day.
The rose withers, so does thou love.
Okay. Because sometimes it's hard to do.
And does that help you clear that emotional? Because some people call it, will ask Archangel Michael to cut the cords if they have these ties to people. It sounds like it's something similar to that.
It is. And once again, it's about just... Every time you're thinking heartbreaking or you're thinking about it, you just envision the rose and how it is getting smaller and getting drier, and just let yourself carry on. But now that's not invoking. You can also invoke.
So if that's you get like a, releasing.
That's releasing.
That is so releasing.
If you get a gift.
That is a true rose thing.
You get a gift from a man or from a lover of roses, and we usually dry our roses, and you want them to call, so you want to invoke your lover. Then what you do is, as we've talked about in the back of the book, is the power of the written word. Mm. And we do that quite often. You take a little piece of paper and you write what you want. Dear universe, or, you know, it's the universe wants to give you what you're asking for. Asking ye shall receive. Whether you're praying to God or whether you're giving an offering to the universe or whether you're asking the goddess. So when you take a piece of paper and you write on it, you know, thank you for what I have, but this is really what I want. And you take your dried roses and you take that and you put them in a dish, fireproof dish, and you put your note in the rose petals.
Mm.
And then you ask through fire. And when the note burns, most times you'll find that they'll phone you. It's amazing.
So this is someone, if you want him back.
That's right.
He's gone from your life and you want him back.
And if you don't, take those roses out of the water at home, dear, and say, as the bloom fades, so our love shall wither.
Mm.
As the bloom fades, so our love shall wither.
So it's kind of a two different things you can do with the rose. And throughout history, it has been known for a love... calling love or...
A statement of love.
Yes.
So what if... Oh, so these are two situations where a man that you've been involved with has given you roses.
Yes.
And you're either kicking him to the curb...
Have a huge crush on him.
Or you want to bring him back. One or the other, right?
You're keeping him in the bed or you're kicking him to the curb.
But what if it's one of these guys that hasn't given you roses but you really want him to call you?
You know, the power of the spoken and written word is very strong. And we're not saying that, you know, when you do this, everything, everyone is going to have success. You know, it's a matter of helping you deal with the situation, taking a moment for yourself. You can write that letter, and you can add spice if you've grown a garden, you've dried some herbs, something personal of yourself. When you're burning, you put an offering. I mean, women have been burning offerings to the Mother Earth and the goddess for thousands and thousands of years. So, but sometimes it's time to know that when it's time to move on, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that, you know, when someone still is liking you and it's being positive, it's not texting and sending emails and being negative and talking negative to your girlfriends who doesn't call me, and, you know, is it, Mary? It's
yes. It's a personal asking. It's a personal... Also, it's almost like my statement of kicking him to the curb wasn't so accurate. It's when you're finished, you know you're finished with somebody, and you don't want the drama. You want to find a peaceful, gentle way of drawing them away from you,
mm-hmm.
when you know you don't want their energy anymore.
But when you're drawing them towards you, you want to be positive and... you know, attracted and speak positive. Mm-hmm. What you speak is what you get. If you're constantly speaking about how they don't do this and they don't do that,
then they don't.
Mm-hmm. It's a matter of well, Mary had a great one. You know, a lot of times we sing. You know, it's putting the vibrations out into the air. And when the in church, when they're singing hymns, or in the priestesses, when they would gather in the circle, and it was singing, the druids, they used to sing, and it's about sending that vibration out into the air. And so, if you really want something, you know, we sing about it, you know. Yes, he'll call me, you know. Yes, I'm happy. This is what, you know, I want. Right?
Sometimes I'll like a melody of a song in the car, but the girl will be singing a really negative statement. Mm-hmm. So I sing above her, he wants me, he loves me, he cherishes me, he wants to snug me. Me, 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 me.
So... once again, it's about going through this life being positive and happy. And think about it. We're very powerful. Women are powerful. Men are powerful,
mm-hmm.
too.
And I want, speaking of men as well, because I know this book is so amazing, and it's called Wise Woman's Cookery, but it's not just for women, and it's not just women who want to invoke their lovers. There are many men out there who are looking for that special woman. So
it's for everyone, because we make natural lubrications. We make oils for sex, for stimulation. We do all kinds of food that rev men up. So a lot of it is centered around women, but a lot of it is centered around men. How to get men more in the mood for sex, and feeding them for sex, the nutrition for sex. If a guy is tired after working and he's not getting the right nutrition, he's going to be more bored with sex. If you're
mm-hmm.
feeding a guy really good, he's going to have that little extra oomph by the time he goes to bed. He's not tired.
And feeding yourself well.
And so we're talking, you mentioned about the carbs and the proteins, not feed, because if a guy comes home and has steak and potatoes, he's going to be
sludgy.
On the sofa
the
watching TV the rest of the night.
The only way he's opening his belt, his pants, is because his stomach's hurting.
Yeah.
You know? That's what, you know, we're trying to get away from, is, you know, going and laying down. I mean, and once in a while there's something to be said for that, too. But, no, it's what you eat. A lot of books that you read about are the traditional aphrodisiacs, the chocolate and oysters, and they have things in them that were... We wrote about different things, like carrots and beets and... because of the sugar, the natural sugar content, and the iron, and the vitamins, and meat. I mean, vegetarianism is great. You do need to have protein. women need meat too, and so do men. Well, the proteins, of course, you know. So it's how you eat what and what you eat it with.
Beautifully said. And you can find more information about all of that in their book, Wise Woman's Cookery. And it is time again, coming up in just a moment, for another break. So we are listening to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we're also joined by Shannon Lober and Mary Edwards. They're the authors of Wise Woman's Cookery, Food, Sex, Magic, and Merriment, A Guide to Aphrodisiac Cooking, Sensual Simples, and Folklore Erotica. We'll be back in just a moment.
Brittany!
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Xtina!
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy and sets you free.
Mariah! CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
Diamanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate.
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for joining us today. We are speaking with Shannon Lober and Mary Edwards. They are the authors of Wise Woman's Cookery, and we are also filming today for Novus Television. So I don't know exactly when this is going to air, but they have their lovely outfits on. I'm going to have to get close-up shots of you afterwards so we can see how fabulous you look in your gorgeous dresses. Thank you so much for joining us and for getting yourselves all beautified and feminine and coming in and sharing your strong feminine energy. And I was talking about power, feminine power, and it sounds like the word power isn't quite in line with how you define that feminine essence. What word do you use?
I think power is...
I think a lot of it is self-esteem.
Yeah.
It's how good you feel about yourself. If you don't feel good about yourself, you're not going to be in your empowerment.
I think power is a sort of an aggressive word sometimes, mm-hmm. too. And I don't think we need to be aggressive when we're talking about yourself and oneself and how to approach things and be about yourself. I think, like Mary is saying, it's about how confidence and how you feel about yourself, you know.
Beautiful. And I just want to, because we have a lot of male listeners, and we are going to have someone coming in very soon to talk about that mature masculine energy, not the masculine energy that's running amok and causing trouble, but that mature masculine energy that is present and strong and loving. So guys, don't worry, it's not all going to just be about girls forever. We will be covering issues that you have a strong interest in as well. But the person who called in for Wise Woman's Cookery was Len, a guy. So he's going to get a lot of fun out of this book as well. So I can see there's something you want to say. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that, you know, men definitely benefit from the book. Both people do. And you know, you have to love the difference of men.
Mm-hmm.
We like the difference. You have to enjoy the difference instead of being competitive with the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Accept that they're different and enjoy it. And not always look for people to do it how you want to do it. Accept how, whatever it is that they're doing, accept how they do it, and know that they've put their best effort into it. You know, when you leave your kids with your husband and you come home and they're all dirty and, you know, well, they're alive, you know, at least they're good, right? So it's being happy with what you get given.
Wonderfully said. So we want to talk about elixirs and gardening next. And Mary, it looks like there's something you want to say.
Elixirs. One of my favorite things is elixirs.
Ooh.
Elixirs make you feel good. They make you gently high. I can say that in all honesty. We do all kinds of drinks. We do elixirs for love, for relaxing, calming. We do an aphrodisiac elixir for the body, for lovemaking. We do one that is a sleep elixir for calming and sleeping, but it's also good. It's a chamomile elixir, and it's good to just keep it in the fridge. And if you're having a moment where you're having a really stress-filled day or your hormones are a little bit off and you're not sleeping right, sometimes it's nice to have a little shot of an elixir like chamomile. It's very calming and sets it right so that you can rest
and rejuvenate. How to do it in the book. About drying your herbs. We have two herb gardens, one that we use for cooking that we don't let go to flower. Once the herb flowers, it's a little bitter, more bitter. And then we have another garden where we let flower, and that's what we use for our tinctures and our elixirs and our creams and lotions, because the flower is, of course, the strongest. So we tell you how to dry your herbs and how to plant by the moon, and how to put your intent in your herb, and then once it's dried, how to make the actual elixir out of it. And it is about using a sugar and alcohol with your dried herbs and letting them sit in the sun and then letting them infuse. But we don't use it to get drunk on.
A shot is just enough, a little shot.
Just to stimulate.
To stimulate you and change your feelings, to change your mood, and to either relax you or to either stimulate you, whatever you're trying to change. It would be like in the olden days, if you are told, okay, take a pill for that, you don't take four pills for it. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you don't take four shots of it thinking, well, this is going to basically make me more, because what it'll do is it'll throw you off your game.
And we all know what happens when you drink too much, when you want to have romance. It doesn't work very well. So, everything in moderation, including moderation, is our motto.
All right. Thank you so much. And so, I'm curious, there was one that you had shown me in here where you are burning in it looks like an incense type of...
Where we were burning the cinnamon and nutmeg for the offering. We also make all of our food recipes in this book. They're very easy. Easy recipes to follow if you're not used to cooking. We don't use microwaves. It's all natural food, and it's all within half an hour to 45 minutes. And as we said before, it's all food that will wake you up, not put you to sleep. And the elixirs that we make are mood enhancers. Mm-hmm. And that one there.
This is the power of the written word.
The power of the written word.
But I love the image. The photographs in this book, I said it last time, they're just beautiful.
Thank you.
The models and the food, and it's just so sensual and gorgeous, and just every page is just so artistic
and
beautiful.
Well,
I love it.
Mary and I actually grew most of the food in the book. We did all of the cooking, and we took all of the pictures except for the color portraits.
Yes, or the nude photography.
The color portraits,
NUDE photography, you guys.
Well, the only cookbooks you're going to see out there that has very tasteful nude images of people with food. And those color portraits and our cover were taken by our friends and neighbors, and that's Bev Studios, and they were voted one of the top 10 wedding photographers in the world in 2007 by American Photo. So we were really lucky to have that wonderful young couple living beside us and helping us with the book. There you go. What else would you like to talk a bit about?
I would like to mention that when we were on the topic of elixirs, one of my most favorite entrancing drinks that we should bring up, which is a very adult drink, it is wine that you take, whatever your favorite wine is, whether it's red or white, and you put it into a carafe, pour it in. And what you do is you put lavender in it, and you add, you can cut up strawberries. You can do the strawberries like lazily and just cut them up and leave them in the lavender and the wine, or you can do them fancy.
Mm.
But what it does is the acid eats at the very gentle lavender. Lavender is something that babies can take. It's very mood-enhancing, very relaxing. And it turns it from the very relaxing lavender to a very fun feeling, which is like the equivalent of homeopathic laughing gas.
Hmm. They used to make lavender spirits, and they don't anymore. So what you do
is... You get a little too high on it, I think.
It's euphoric.
It's so euphoric.
So you can decant white wine overnight with the lavender, and what we do, like Barry said, is we add the strawberries.
The strawberries eat at it and change the chemical consistency of it. And it's fan-freaking-tastic.
It's, you know, when you're having that dinner party and you're going, oh my God, those people are coming over again and they are so boring. You just whip this up and before you know it, everyone is laughing at the table.
It's great at dinner parties.
I'd like to touch on gardening because we're in that season. And gardening is a wonderful reward, whether you're doing it in a small garden, just in pots. Most of the vegetables and herbs that you see in this book were grown in a potted garden. Mm-hmm. We have about 45 pots that we grow everything in. Beans, peas. We have wonderful ideas in the book of gifts that you can give with your garden. And this is one of them, the Green Goddess Salad. You can get a lovely pot and some dirt and some small plants. And all of that for maybe $15. And plant a small little pot full of different lettuces and edible flowers and give it as a gifting. And that person that you give it to will have that lovely little salad pot all summer. Because you can just take little clippings and some of it regrows. They can repot it. So we talk about gifting and how rewarding gifting is when you've actually had your hands in the dirt and you've taken your time to grow it, and whether you're drying it and making bath salts or giving it as a young plant, it's definitely the time now, although it is a little cold here, but you know, it's the time now to think about that. Think about offering and plants.
Mm. So even if all you have is a balcony or a window, you can still do some gardening.
And even if it's a shaded window, lettuces love shade. They like some sun, but they don't have to be always in the sun. Mm-hmm. So use your local garden shop. There are a wealth of information, but we have a lot of information in here too, Mary.
We have some little information about how to, many, many little tips. And one of them is how to make a slug die happily. So what we do is we put a container of beer, put it inside the garden, and the slug comes along and he drinks it. He gets drunk and he falls into the beer and drowns. But at least he goes sedated.
We call it happy slug death.
We call it happy slug death.
And so that's so that the slug doesn't eat all your lovely lettuce. They love to get in there.
In Vancouver.
But they love beer, and they are
they
really
attracted
tactful.
To the beer?
Absolutely. And if you put a saucer and you don't put it deep enough, what happens is they'll just lay at the side and drink the whole beer. And then you go out and there's maybe one dead one after 40 of them have all sat there and drank and partied
have
all night.
Have a party.
Let's go eat some lettuce, you know.
We didn't make the dish deep enough, but only caught one.
Okay, well, it's time for a break. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for being with us today. We're joined by Shannon Lober and Mary Edwards. They are the authors of Wise Woman's Cookery, Food, Sex, Magic, and Merriment, a guide to aphrodisiac cooking, sensual simples, and folklore erotica. Should we give away one more copy of the book?
Absolutely.
Okay, so during the break, you've got to give us a call right now. And you'll need to come to the station to pick up your copy of Wise Woman's Cookery, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. You've got to give us a call right now during the break, and we will hook you up with a copy of Wise Woman's Cookery, Food, Sex, Magic, and Merriment. We'll be back in just a moment.
How much do you know about bites? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bite Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
The UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a non-profit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Yeah. Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips. Yeah.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and also filming for Novus Television. I'm waving at the camera. Hello, thank you. And so we are joined today by Shannon Lover and Mary Edwards. Congratulations to Adrienne, who won a copy of Wise Woman's Cookery, Food, Sex, Magic, and Merriment, a guide to aphrodisiac cooking, sensual simples, and folklore erotica. And coming up in just a few minutes is, what's the name of the next show? Parts Unknown with Chris. So stick around for that. And what are we going to talk about now? Body painting, chilies, some sensual
Let's
things.
Talk about things like body painting and body syrup. Adorning the naked body.
Mm.
Body painting, as we know, has been in many different cultures all over the world. And in the past, body painting was a big part of the priestess being offered to the king making, to make the king, and or just as an offering. And same with body syrup. And we have recipes where you can make them. We make the body paint from the beet and body syrup from berries, so they're all edible. The beet has been a paint basic for many thousands of years, hundreds of years. So it's very erotic, the feel of the brush and the symbols that you paint on and the feel of the body syrup. you know, if you've been in a relationship for a while and you need to do something that's going to perk it up a little bit?
We usually forget there's times to actually make love to each other. It becomes stale, and this is a playful thing. It's also considered a sacred thing. Many, many people, like she said, have adorned their bodies throughout centuries with body painting, many, many different cultures. The essence of it is for us, is for the getting in touch with your body, feeling the brush on the body, and getting in touch how your body feels. We forget, this is what turns us on. Now, when we were touched here, this is what turns us on.
The moments that you take, the pleasure moments. You know, once again, a lot of times sex gets fast. Mm-hmm. Okay, hurry up, let's get it over with, you know. And it's the same thing. It's about taking that moment to prepare to make things. That's also what the recipes are. I mean, you make the oral sex elixir, and you do that a couple of times. Next thing, all you do is see the groceries, the ingredients in the grocery store, and you're thinking about it, you know. So it's a matter of taking that time to prepare it, to adorn your body with it, and to make a change, to just switch it up a little bit. And have some fun with it. So that's what we talk about in the book, and give you recipes on how to make them. So.
It's, I think, a major part of foreplay is touching people in places they're not expecting to be touched.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
some
exciting.
And
some of the older symbols really are very magic. You know, the circle within a circle, the spiral, the oldest symbol on the planet, you know. And also, you know, throughout history, people painted themselves for war. And there's a very thin line between, you know, the love and the hate thing, right? Very high emotions, both
passion.
Of them. Passion. So it's a passion thing when you're doing it. It's, you know, you're thinking about the act and whether you're gearing yourself up to go and, you know, raid the next village, or whether you're painting yourself up for love, you know.
And the color of it, the beet we use in ours, and it's the color red. It can be utilized in many thoughts, many ideas, like the blood of life, sacred blood. I just think it's connection of man, connectedness of the human, of being human. Blood is a human thing. It's the mortal. And so it connects us with being human, I think. And it's also a great way to have sensual fun.
I love how your voice gets deeper when we talk about getting great. Sensual.
Well, it's funny because for Easter, I painted my nipples pink and I shaved my puss. And I also... I put pink on my puss so that it looked like a cake. It looked like a cake.
Oh, I love it.
It was edible.
I love it.
It was very fluorescent pink.
So, one of the most fun foods that we talk about in this book.
I'm blushing.
Is the chili pepper.
Woo. All right.
Are we ready to talk about the chili pepper?
We are ready.
Are we still blushing?
We're ready. I'm ready.
Okay. One of the most stimulating foods that you can cook with, of course, is the chili pepper. And the reason being is that the capsaicin in the chemical in the chili actually gives you the same endorphin that you... give off when you have sex.
Oh, interesting.
During orgasm. So it's a natural neural stimulant. It's also a bit of a painkiller, so you get a feeling of euphoria. Your body is stimulated, and the heat carries your pheromones on your sweat. Mm. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. We have a lot of great dishes with the chili in the book. And
so is this for
taking internally or putting on topically?
Taking internally. We do have the oral sex elixir where we do add a few chili seeds, but you have to go at that pretty
slow. Not too much, right?
Yeah, start with two seeds, you know. We don't want anybody burning themselves. We are actually in the process of making a great little cooking show based on our book.
Really?
And we're in the process right now of filming it. So Mary and I talk and work with young couples in the TV series, and it's going to be very erotic. So we do have a wonderful website, www.wisewomanscookery.com, and we will be, by the end of the summer, showing little vignettes about our little naughty cooking show. So
it's going to be an internet show, so it will be more naughty than what you would see on regular television.
Yes.
Fabulous. Yes. Wisewomanscookery.com.
It will be an adult show in many, many ways, hopefully in a very classy way. We want to inspire the normal, everyday people that don't want to go very adult, that would like to be very adult, but in a classy way.
Good stories, great food. Each episode you'll come out of
history
with a great food recipe that you can make, and all of the elixirs and love potions and creams we'll be making on there as well. And the women in history will make an appearance.
Yes, women in history will be coming back to life.
So it's going to be a very, very fun time coming up. And we are also in the process of writing a second book.
Wonderful. Well, wisewomanscookery.com. And your book is available on your website as well as at a grocery store, right?
It's also Black Vaughan Books, Banyan Books, chapters.ca, amazon.com, on our website, 32 books in North Vancouver. So it is available. If it's not in Chapters, you can order it, or Banyan or Black Vaughan Books, 32 books, they will all order it. So, yes, we're available.
Wonderful. There are many, many, many secrets in Wise Woman's Cookery that have been forgotten that we have brought back to life, and we hope that people utilize for pleasure. Utilize them for pleasure, you guys. Come on, party with us.
All right, well, thank you so much for being on the show. It's time to wrap up. Parts Unknown is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Is there anything you'd like to add before we close the show?
We'd like to say thank you very much, Marie. You've just been wonderful. You're just such a wonderful interviewer. You carry us through this hour at ease.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you,
it's
Marie.
Been fabulous having you on the show and playing with you ladies. You're so
perfect.
Much fun.
And to Len and Adrian, good for you.
Yay! Yes, Len and Adrian, have fun with these books.
And also to everyone listening.
Yes. Okay, so have a fabulous day. Have a fabulous week. Be well. Take care. Namaste.
Don't be so sad. It's not me that hurt you. Some